both sides of I-65, and the realtors have come in from the Calumet region, like Crown Point and so forth, and have branch offices like in DeMott.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that.
And if you notice as you go through DeMott, you can just see realtor sign after realtor sign.
Yeah, DeMott itself looks like it's just spread enormously.
The postmaster there, DeMott said this summer that 5 new families were added every week on the average. Okay. 5 families were added every week in the DeMott area. I suppose that would include his 4 rural route mm-hmm. carriers, the area that they cover too. Mm-hmm. But that's quite a few new families.
That sure is. That's a change a lot. Like I said, this fellow at Indiana State said he thought this particular area, and I'm wondering what made him think this, between the Kankakee and the Iroquois River was particularly, there was something about the settlement of it that was particularly interesting. Would you have any idea what he'd be thinking of? Or?
Well, when this area was settled, there was quite a little history made in doing it.
Uh-huh.
I take, for instance, one of the settlers that came to our township. It was one of those early ones I have mentioned there in my history.
Uh-huh.
He came from Owen County, mm-hmm. southern Indiana, by ox cart to this. Right here in our township,
uh-huh.
and settled here just east of town,
mm-hmm.
with an 80 acres, and started a farm there. And under the circumstances and under which the settlers came and how they got established, they brought with them whatever they could haul in a covered wagon or on an ox cart, and left the rest behind. And when they came here, the trees and the woods were here, they could build crude furniture to replace what they couldn't bring with them, and mm-hmm. build a log cabin, and get started that way.
So in this area, most of the people probably came from downstate, is that what you're saying, really?
Some they came from the south, like southern Indiana, and from some of the southern states,
uh-huh.
and then they also came from the east,
uh-huh.
like New York and Virginia. And
well, that was what this colleague of mine had said. He said that he thought there was something of a southern enclave, is what he said.
Yeah.
That pretty much jives with what I didn't find anything that stood out as being particularly characteristic. There's some interesting differences between here and DeMott, and I can't quite figure them out.
Mm-hmm.
Except,
well, the people in DeMott, they are since our school corporation has been formed, and they're in with us, and we're with them. there's a closer.
Yeah. Of course, that wouldn't have affected the
relationship now, but before that, they were, you might say, a little clannish.
Yeah.
But that's disappearing.
Well, I guess both people that I interviewed had Chicago connections, too. What's her name? I think Mr. DeYoung moved here, moved to DeMott when he was 7 or something like that. He was born in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget, I think Mr. was even older than that.
Yes, he'd be older than Otto DeYoung.
Well, he's not much older, but he's no. 3 or 4 years old. When he moved to DeMott, he was a little bit older. In other words, maybe they moved about the same time, but mm-hmm. he was.